Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And that was William Vitalis singing Open My Eyes to the World. And we're going to open some eyes to the world tonight. We are in the Christmas season, and tonight is our music night. And I have invited on a wonderful singer and composer by the name of Annabella Wood. She's a very, very interesting person. She's a jack of all trades and master of none, as they say. Annabella has been singing and playing the guitar since she was a little girl, and it's always been a passion of hers. Music takes her to places that are truly peaceful, and through her music, she can share passion with others. She's a 30-year veteran, rode as a driver of an 18-wheeler, which I think is just so neat. Annabella says, for me, driving a truck across country is like enjoying an 18-hour meditation every day. With that kind of meditative time on my hands, the material for my songwriting has been overflowing. Annabella grew up in California and lives her life now in Pennsylvania, in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and she moved here in 2004. And in May of 2010, she graduated with a BA in Religion, Spirituality, and Holistics, with a concentration on quantum physics therapy. She runs a handyman business down in Bluebell, Pennsylvania, which has won several awards in our area. And she has a couple of CDs of her music. Her CD, Truck Driving Mama, got her chosen for the WE Indy International Conference Battle of Bands. And she is a consistent Reverb Nation chart, the top-rated Philadelphia area artist for over 8 months. And that was nice, very consistently on that chart. And she sounds like Anne Murray and Joan Baez. She's sung at hundreds of New Thought churches and meetings throughout the country from 1985 to the present. And she has sung at the Mile High in Denver, at Gates Center in Los Angeles, as well as St. Louis, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Dallas, among others. Currently, she is the musical director at Circle of Miracles Church in New Britain, Pennsylvania. She writes music straight from her own spiritual heartstrings. Her New Thought CDs, Always With You, presents ideas in fun and fascinating ways, while her sublime vocal work will leave you wanting more, even after 16 songs. And that is ever true. It's her smile and bubbly personality that I relate to. While she's singing, she just lights up like a Christmas tree. She got her commercial driver's license in 1977. And has been driving semis until 2004. And during this time, she studied A Course in Miracle and the work of Byron Katie. And she still works with people, clients, with the work of Byron Katie. She owns her own business, and she is a wonderful entrepreneur. So, good evening, Annabella. I hope I did that okay.
Wow. Are you sure you're talking about this person here?
I am.
Thank you. Thank you.
My bubbly girl with a smiling heart.
Always into something, yes.
Well, start telling us about when you started to sing and when you began your songwriting.
Well, I grew up in a very musical family, and I was the youngest of four kids. And by the time I came along, all of my siblings had their instruments. And at about 5 years old, after not doing very well with the violin, my dad, I think I just squeaked too many strings for my dad. And he plopped a little three-quarter size guitar in my hands. And the rest is history, as they say. And we sing and played as a family all through
nice.
My growing up years. Yeah,
I did that too, and I remember breaking the strings of the violin. I was so bad. I didn't know how hard to press. So how old were you when you gave your first concert?
I gave my first concert, I believe I was around 9 years old, and it was at a summer camp. I was out with the horses and all this stuff, and the summer camp director realized that I could sing and do that. So he had me give a concert to all of the captive audience at the summer camp. The poor kids couldn't go anywhere. So I thought it was wonderful. Nobody left in the middle of the show.
And then after that, did you do a few a year? Did you keep with it at that young age?
Yeah, I stayed with it. I've just always sung and written songs. I went to a wonderful school where there were a lot of musical artists there, and we had some time on our hands in a wonderful outdoor environment where we could go outdoors and we would share ideas as they were coming through high school. And there are actually quite a few professional musicians who graduated with me in high school. Even though,
and when did you start
exactly
writing music,
school.
Or did you write poetry first and then do music later? How did that happen?
No, I started writing songs right away. My parents listened to folk music, and I would write little folk jingles and things before my first concert. In fact, my first concert included some original songs at 9 years old. So I was probably by seven, you know.
I want to be very daring and say, what past life do you think you brought that in from, Annabella?
Right. You know, I've had some past life regressions, and they all point to the truck driving.
So interesting.
Yeah, I was a spaceship captain and one of my favorite ones.
Funny, when I look at you, I see you on the moors of England, and I see you running to the moors and looking for whoever, maybe a family member coming in and singing out to them. I've always seen that
wonderful.
About you.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, we'll have to follow up on that.
Yeah, we will. So Now you write songs about divinity, but did you always write spiritual songs, or did you write popular folk songs as well?
I've written lots of folk songs and country songs. My first solo CD, which was Truck Driver Mama, is a country bent type of music, and some of the songs are very country, and not so much about divinity or anything like that, but that's a very carnal CD.
Now, is not Truck Driving Mama on YouTube? Is that accessible?
Yes, the song itself is on YouTube.
Uh-huh. And how would one find it?
It's a great YouTube. What's that?
How would one find it if they were looking on it for YouTube? Because it's a fabulous song.
Yeah, it's YouTube.com, and then search for Annabella Wood, Truck Driving Mama.
Okay.
If you just go to Truck Driving Mama, there's a whole lot of other stuff. So you've got to get Annabella Wood in there.
We are very blessed tonight because you're letting us have some of your music to listen to. And we're going to do the first one right now. And you said it was your first song about divinity?
Yes.
And it's called I've Got God.
Yeah, this was written in response to a phone call from a reverend. And I had recently been thrown out of the military for my sexual preference. And I had a very strong belief in God. And I got a call from a reverend saying, how can you both be gay and believe in God? And I had never, ever known that there would be any conflict there. I've never in my life felt any conflict between the two. And after I got off the phone with the reverend, the song I've Got God just poured right through me as a response to that.
Well, let's listen to it. I love it. It's one of my favorites. Let's listen to it.
Everyone's life is full of woe, and sometimes we feel
Well, that was I've Got God, and I really do like that so much. So it's beautiful. I remember when you sang it at Circle, and I had heard it for the first time, and I really had tears in my eyes when I heard you sing it, so it was very powerful for me. So tell us how that came about. You said it just welled up inside of you after you had that conversation. And have other people had a very positive vibration with it?
32 years ago. It was written in 1982.
Oh, my goodness.
And it is still as powerful as the day that it was first written.
It is really, I think,
the song that states my place in the universe for me.
And well, that's
there
great.
Are many, many, many people that feel the same about that.
What is some of the ones that you've written over the years that are your favorites? Can you name four or five of them?
Well, that one's definitely right up there.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Another one would be the one that we're going to close with tonight, the House of Amazing Grace.
Yeah, that's a rocker. We're not meditating tonight, people. What we're going to do is we're going to do the Christmas cheer and just rock on out of the building. Because we're going to end with Amazing Grace. And when I listened to it, I realized, I went, oh, my goodness, it's not a meditation, but it's great. So I had to do that.
Okay, well, I'm glad you like that.
Yes. I do.
Another one of my new favorites, very new, is Always With You. It's more of a meditative tune. And,
oh, is it? That I don't know if I've heard as yet. I've heard so many others that you've done. So tell us more about what you wrote in times that you're alone, and is that where you're on in the stillness? And tell us the stories behind some of these songs, even Always With You. Tell us the stories behind us.
Okay. Well, Another Yourself, I love the song, and I love the way that it came out in the studio. This was written while I was sitting at Circle of Miracles listening to a speaker speak. And she was talking about Navajo and that different ways that different cultures have always said, you're welcome. And you're welcome. If you think about it, when someone says thank you and we say you're welcome, even in English, we're welcoming them to be part of our life for that moment, right? You're welcome.
Yes, that's the oneness sharing, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, yeah. And then for the Navajo, what she said was she spoke their Navajo words and then said that translates to, I am another yourself. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, that is cool. You know, and I was thinking, she kept on talking and I just started writing just, oh, wow, I am another yourself. It really describes our connectivity to each other.
Well, it's really neat with the connectivity, because as you look in someone else's eyes, I feel there's an automatic connection. And, you know, I don't think that connection ever leaves us, even if we say thank you at the grocery store or if we go to the post office and everything else. I think that's just wonderful.
Yeah.
That we do that connection,
and I've written about it in a number of different ways, but one of my favorites is Another Yourself.
It is. Well, we're going to be hearing that in a few minutes. So tell us more about your work, Annabella. Tell us more about how you work on the spiritual plane, and we'll talk about your jack-of-all-trades work in a little bit, but tell us more about your spiritual work and how that's doing for you.
Well, it's interesting because I consider my handywoman business a large part of my spiritual work, because
that's interesting.
It's almost a Zen thing for me. Edwin Gaines, I met Edwin Gaines in the 90s, and she's a motivational speaker. And one of the things that she does is she always gives her tithe to people who have given her help, emotional help, whatever it would be, right? And mm-hmm. So she told the story of giving her tithe to a waitress because the waitress had said to her exactly what she needed to hear just then. And it was a different way to look at tithing for me. And she said, wherever you give your tithe, that will grow. So give your tithe to something that you want it to become bigger. And it turned everything that I did into almost a Zen meditation, which was really cool. The waitress waiting on tables can be a form of serving.
Oh, everything can be. That's great. And you know what you're doing mm-hmm. when you're a waitress? You're serving love because food is love. And when we cook for other people, I've always said that's a great gift.
Yes.
You're serving food because it's going inside and becoming a part of the other person.
Yeah, it's such a joy and such an honor to be of service and to be helpful to other wonderful beings that are making this trip in the physical world right now. It's not always an easy trip to make. And if we just take time to be with each other for a little bit and lend a helping hand, it can make a big difference. And
it does.
In my life,
have you just completed an album, Annabella?
Yes, I just finished a new CD. It's called Always With You. And it is mostly new songs, since my last CD, which was mm-hmm. in 1996, of this kind of music.
That's great.
And I've recut a few of my favorite songs. Just Say Yes is recut and back on there. In the Stillness is recut and back on there. I love this version of In the Stillness.
Tell us about that, because we're going to be listening to that in a few minutes. Tell us about In the Stillness.
In the Stillness was written when I lived in the deep deserts in Mojave in the southeastern California. It was written in the early 90s. And essentially, it really speaks of if we get still enough to where our little monkey mind just can buzz along, it turns into white noise. I wouldn't even say it ever stops, but it just becomes white noise and we don't listen to the words anymore. There will be a wisdom that comes forth.
So that's energetic. To me, that would be an energetic thing where it melds into you and it becomes wordless, but the energy moves without you to bring up your vibration. Is that true?
That's a whole nother way to describe exactly what I'm talking about in this song.
Right. Yeah. It would be energetic.
Yes.
So why don't we give that mm-hmm. song a listen and see how people like In the Stillness.
That'll be wonderful. Yes.
There is a place in you where there is perfect peace. There is a place in you where there is unlimited power. There is a place in you where love abides. There is a place in you that is the stillness.
in stillness lie the answers to the questions on my mind. It's important that I listen and make the answers mine. In the stillness, solutions are available to me. For all of my life's questions and listening is the key. Once I've heard the answers, then I must follow through and believe what it tells me and to do what I must do.
In the Stillness by Annabella Wood, and this is Elizabeth Joyce on BBS Radio with Let's Find Out. And Annabella is my guest tonight, and we are having a wonderful tribute to spirit and holiday and the love of the season. Annabella, tell us your website, please.
And I have a number of different tabs there for the different activities. So whatever you're interested in, it's all there. You can buy the CDs, you can listen to the music, you can call me about the handyman service, whatever you want to do.
Okay, so that's wonderful. And my website is www.new-visions.com. And if you had a message about what's coming in 2014, Annabella, what would you want to come out with about this coming year? What do you sense?
What I would love to feel is coming up is just more helpfulness between people, from everything from the government all the way across not just our country, but world citizens, that we will stand up and become better citizens of the world.
I think that's true. I think we have to throw out some of the old standby laws that everybody's grown up with eons and become more flexible and more embracing of different people in different ways. And I think in doing that, and I know it's a long journey and it can be difficult for some people because of our training, but we should welcome it and then we should translate it into loving and sharing and being kind. Always be kind. Always be concerned about your neighborhood and the people around you. And that's good.
Absolutely.
So we're getting to the point where we're going to listen to some messages. We're getting to the point where we're going to listen to some messages from our sponsors, and then we're going to come back with Annabella Wood, and we're going to talk more about what has sparked her over the last 10 years and where she's going now. This is Elizabeth Joyce on BBS Radio with Let's Find Out.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free publications, with more than 1,000 distributed bimonthly in three regional areas, New England, New York City and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Wisdom is dedicated to opening the people's hearts and minds to the philosophy, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information into the community. Elizabeth writes the astrology column for Wisdom, as well as a weekly astrology update for the Wisdom Magazine website. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. The X-Zone is a late-night internationally syndicated radio, television, satellite, and internet talk show, which deals with a variety of subjects, but usually ones that relate to the world of the paranormal, metaphysics, and the science of parapsychology. It was created by the Canadian broadcaster Rob McConnell and first aired in 1993. The X-Zone airs 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time, and is distributed internationally by the X-Zone Broadcast Network. It is hosted by the show's creator and executive producer, Rob McConnell. The X-Zone radio show is located in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. The X-Zone radio and TV show is the only Canadian radio show that is syndicated to a truly international listening and viewing audience via conventional professional broadcasting and satellite means, not only the internet. The X-Zone is syndicated on an international basis outside of Canada and has more than 400,000 listeners as an international audience. Listen for Elizabeth Joyce and Rob McConnell on the X-Zone at www.xzoneradiotv.com. Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com is making 3 books available to us. They will be released in the summer months of 2013. This 3-book series, Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Developing Your Sixth Sense, Book 1, 2, and 3, are the culmination of 30 years of her teaching. Elizabeth has been blessed to open up her inner self of intuition and inner guidance, which has been an invaluable and priceless gift. She had many earthly teachers guiding her along the way, beginning with Grammy Hempel, Meg Stettner, Indira Ivey, Louise Hay, Dr. Frank Alper, Dr. Deepak Chopra, Mark Tremblay from Quebec, Canada, Dr. Joseph Shore, and most of all, the living saint, Amici, known as the Hugging Saint. Her inner angels and guides have also been lively and active in sharing a part of her incarnation as well. These lessons in the 3 books have been from many years of experience and rewards greater than anyone can put into words. It was Meg Stettner who asked her to begin to teach this work to others. Meg knew the importance of the truth that came from so many people with similar experiences. Elizabeth has continually been fascinated by those who told their truth and stated that their lives were transformed through a catalyst of blending with intelligence beyond this planet Earth. Learning the chakras, how to apply them, how to go into deep meditations, how to protect yourself from negativity, wrap in white light, and learning to understand the essence of energetic healing has been important to Elizabeth and is invaluable to others as well. Elizabeth has had many exciting inner experiences. Some are shared in these 3 books, but the best is yet to come in her next book, which is her autobiography, Unlimited Realities. Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Book 1, will be available mid-June. Book 2, mid-July. Book 3, by September. Be sure to add these valuable teachings to your library. You can get all of them at Amazon.com. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's Find Out is looking for guests
for our show on bbsradio.com. This is a special opportunity for you. Do you have a life-changing product or service such as coaching, books, holistic products, workshops, animal psychics, or anything at all that you would like to advertise? Here's your opportunity to prominently present yourself before a worldwide loyal audience of Let's Find Out. A fee is required to be included in this exciting promotional lineup, and the proceeds enable you to be advertised all week on Let's Find Out and Facebook, and to receive your show archive for you to put on your website. Let's Find Out is a life-changing show and home to many groups throughout the world with several worldwide affiliates. We discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, keeping healthy naturally, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself and your business. We send out an email to our extensive fan base promoting your appearance on Let's Find Out. BBS will provide an archive within 24 hours after your show airs, free for you to download and share. As a guest, you will be able to advertise your appearance on your website blog, as well as to email and invite all your contacts. Let's Find Out will keep an archive of the pod show along with your website link. Let's Find Out will forward any and all email from their listeners to you after the show regarding your airtime so that you can add this to your email and contact list. Let's Find Out thanked you for taking the time to being a guest on our show. To query us, please send us an email to elizabeth.joyce.radio@gmail.com and we will be happy to contact you. Thank you. You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Let's Find Out and our honored guests come to us every other Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you would like to call in and ask a question, please dial 888-627-6008 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, if you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety, a podcast will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce.
I had thought I was alone. Thought I faced life on my own. There was no one there for me. Till I heard my angel sing. Call on me. Reach for me.
Annabella Wood singing I'm Always With You, which is an original composition. And this is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Welcome back, Annabella. Did you love that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I always love to hear that song.
Tell me when you wrote that.
That's a new song. I wrote it just a few months ago. But it's about an event that took place Soon after moving to Pennsylvania. I went through a very, very lonely time, mm-hmm. and was thinking that perhaps I was all done here. And all of a sudden, that voice just came in and said, "Hey, I'm always here."
And what a surprise you've had since then, because, boy, you really have left your mark in a beautiful way. Your fingerprint is treasured. Always with you. It's really beautiful, and it's funny how we do get alone. It's so important for us to have other people around us, a support system. Yes, invisible yes, is good, indeed. But to have a support system, it takes work and it takes time when you move. It really does. So I wanted to go on to the holiday season and into 2014. And I know that what we've gone through, especially this year, but since 2010, is a reconstruction. So before you can have reconstruction, which is going to be in the next few years, we've had to have the destruction. And everybody feels like they've been riding in a handbasket down the road a piece, and they haven't been too happy with all the changes that have come. But remember, the natural law says that when something leaves your life, you have something better coming in behind it. And that's always hard to hang on to when you're going through change. Don't you agree, Annabella?
Yes, it's very difficult, but when you can do that, it makes the change fun and exciting as opposed to all the
sometimes,
other things that it often is.
Sometimes, but to have a positive attitude while you're going through it creates a positive attitude on the other side. Whereas if you go through it in fear, then when you're finished going through it, you're still going to have that fear lingering. It's going to like pile up like a bag of dirt or something. And so you want to be careful how you're thinking as you're letting go. We are in the era of letting go, and it's going to continue for a while. But I do feel that 2014 is going to be the year of security. And I do think that the second half of 2014 will be a little better because you will already have achieved the security. I think that the housing problem is getting better. I think foreclosures are slowing down, and I think that we're getting stronger family ties. Have you noticed that in your work, Annabella?
Yes, I believe so, too. I've known a lot of people are working on improving their family ties. Mm-hmm. And I think that's great. It's like we're getting it that family is very important, birth family and chosen family.
And so is the community and the neighborhood. We have to remember mm-hmm. that, too, because we're choosing mm-hmm. to live in a neighborhood, and we need to be supportive of the neighborhood.
Yeah, I've actually noticed that. I live in a townhouse community, and with all the shoveling and all of that going on, the stronger people were actually out shoveling for some of the older people, and we were doing the sidewalks. I mean, and that hasn't always happened every year.
And that's wonderful. And you know, I live on a cul-de-sac where we have the young kids and the teenagers, and they always plow us out because we're older. And I have so much gratitude when that happens. I really
it's
do.
Important. It's very so, important, yeah.
Now, I understand that you are compiling some songs again to create another CD down the road, perhaps 2014. What's that all about?
Oh, these are more songs that are being written all the time. Songs are always coming forth. And the main one, the one that's exciting me right now, is called Hearts on Fire. And it's about just living full out, living full out your passion all the time. And it's a driving song. It's a beautiful, beautiful song called Hearts on Fire. And I'm thinking that'll probably be the title of the CD. But we'll have to see. It's down the road a little bit at this point.
All right. Well, why don't you tell us what's on your calendar coming up? Because I know you're going to be making some appearances that are important.
Yes. Saturday evening, I'm going to be doing a one-woman show at Coffee Talk, and that's on Marshall Street in Norristown. And of all things, Norristown, Pennsylvania is not known for its art and culture, but there is this beautiful...
It's known for its lawyers.
yes, in the County Courthouse. But
any, that's great.
A beautiful place there. That's an artist
and
co-op.
That happens to be on the winter solstice that you're having that concert.
Excellent. It's going to be really, really good. Very 25-seat venue, so it's going to be very personal. And I'm really, really looking forward to that.
And then you have something in early 2014?
Yes, I have something coming up on January... I should have
sometime in January.
Here. Okay, on January, we'll forget the January one, but I have another one coming up February 3rd, and yes. I will be playing with Richard.
Richard Schulman.
Help me with the last name.
Richard yeah. Schulman.
Richard Schulman, yes.
The,
I love
Richard Schulman.
Schulman.
Is he's very, very, very well known. He wrote Assisi, and he is so well loved across this country, and you're going to be duetting with him for a charity
yes.
event, right?
I am so looking forward to that. This will be a charity event to help Circle of Miracles, which is my own personal place of spiritual celebration that I go to. And we're so pleased to be having Richard coming back. He's always, always a wonderful, wonderful musician.
Well,
and,
you know, since you said coming back, we're going to play
and
I'm
play.
Coming Home. And Richard always feels like he's coming home when he gets near Brooklyn because that's where he grew up. And we're not too far away, only 100 miles.
Okay.
So let's listen to I'm Coming Home, and then we'll come back and catch your website again.
Old friend, so good to see you again. Old friend, so good to feel you again. And I'm coming home to you. I'm coming home to you.
Annabella Wills, and it's Annabella Wills singing I'm Coming Home. What is the matter with me, Annabella? Anyway, that's
okay.
Beautiful. And it reminds us of the people that are making the trip home over the holidays to see their old friends, loved ones, and family. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and I'm with Annabella Wood, who's a wonderful singer and songwriter. Annabella, why don't you give us your website again, please?
Yes, www.annabellawood.com.
And mine is mine is new-visions.com. And you can go to Annabella's website and get a lot of her CDs with all of this wonderful music on it. Isn't that true, Annabella?
Yes, indeed. They make great stocking stuffers, too. And I do believe if you order now, you'll still have time to get them by Christmas. So that's pretty good.
That is. That's great. Well, it's been wonderful having you on the show and listening to your story and hoping, I'm hoping that you'll come back and maybe we'll talk a little bit more about Byron Katie and her work and all of the good things that you do.
Oh, thank you. And thank you very much, Elizabeth. It's been a pleasure and an honor and a privilege to be on this show with you. I definitely appreciate it.
Well, thank you. You have a wonderful holiday. And I have Mark Dodich on December 30th, and that is just before New Year's Eve. And we are going to be talking about astrology and all the important points of 2014. So don't miss it. As you know, Mark is on 4 times a year. He always comes on as close to the solstice and equinoxes as he can. So he's going to be on with me on December 30th to welcome in the new year. And we are now getting ready to listen to Annabella singing Amazing Grace. Annabella Wood at annabellawood.com has been my guest tonight, and she's going to sing this song. Now, this is a rocking song. This is a Dick Clark rocking New Year's Eve song. The Amazing Grace song with Annabella Wood replaces the meditation. So get ready to do your favorite exercises as we listen to Amazing Grace. This is Elizabeth Joyce. I'll be back on December 30th. Thank you and good night.